You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Hello and welcome back to Ours to Protect. Today I'm talking to Caoimhe Doherty, a Level 8 Fashion and Promotion student at the ATU Letterkenny. She's going to tell us all about a recent award win that she's had and how she creates clothing that nobody else will have.
It was an award that McElhinney's done for the Designer of the Year in college. So there was one for Level 7 and Level 8, and I got the Level 8 one.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And what was the theme behind that?
To be sustainable was the main thing. Mm-hmm. And then we had to just find inspiration. I always thought in small towns, people are always scared to like wear whatever they want.
Yeah.
I got it from my brother was mostly because he is like always, he wants to wear different stuff. So yeah. Then I started looking at people like Harry Styles and Marlene Dietrich and all. I kind of got inspiration from them then and kind of done like androgynous fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of my theme then.
The collection looks absolutely fabulous. I really, really liked it. But what I loved most about it is that a part of it is your granny's curtains.
Yeah.
So how did that come into it?
We had to be sustainable for our collection. Mm-hmm. So I was looking. Hannah Hatz from Donegal donated fabric, dead stock fabric to the college.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got some of that and then I still needed more. So I was trying to find stuff that was sustainable. So I raided my wardrobe at home and then my granny's as well. Took curtains from her.
Granny, I need your curtains.
Yeah.
What did the curtains turn into?
A blazer and skirt.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Would this be something you would sort of practice in your everyday? I do see that you're wearing an absolutely gorgeous skirt.
Yeah. I have turned jeans into the skirt. And then last year I was used jeans for my collection and turned them into outfits as well, so I suppose that's upcycling too.
That is, absolutely it is. How did you find yourself interested in upcycling?
Well, since we started college, they were always very, like, always encouraging sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're saving money and it's like a brand new outfit at the same time. So.
Yeah, reinventing what you already have. So for people maybe who wanted to start dabbling in either upcycling or even something simple like repairing a hole or a button that's fallen off their jeans, where's a good place to start?
I always used YouTube or else Pinterest as well. I think to look for ideas, Pinterest is good, and then sometimes they have like links on how to do it as well. I always went to YouTube as well because it's handy to, if you're ever stuck, there's always some answers on YouTube.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you always find a tutorial somewhere. No, absolutely. Caoimhe, moving forward then, is sustainable fashion something you'd like to move on to after college?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's so important to be sustainable, especially nowadays with so much fast fashion and stuff.
Fast fashion is a massive, massive issue. And whenever I took on this project, first thing I had to do was to remove all of my shopping apps off of my phone.
Yeah.
Because you can't be premiere on promoting and then also...
And then doing, yeah.
Fast fashion nearly becomes like a hobby. You go on and see what's on sale and you order and it's exciting that there's a package there every day.
Yeah.
Do you get the same gratification from working on a piece?
Yeah, definitely. And even like no one else has something the same most of the time. So it's like, you know, one else is going to have the same outfit as you.
What would be the piece you'd say you're most proud of?
In my collection? I have a blazer with the hand smocking on it or else the jacket because they both took a long time because the hand smocking is all sewing. Hand sewing took a lot of time.
And as part of this award that you've won now, it's going to be displayed on McElhinney's.
Yeah, they're showing it in their window. So
That is exciting because the McElhinney's windows so iconic, from Christmas windows to their bridal windows.
Yeah.
And that was Caoimhe. Her collection is now available to be seen at the McElhinney's window. I took a wee trip down there this morning to see. You'll be able to find that on our social media, along with all the tips and tricks to get you started. And on that note, TikTok, YouTube and Pinterest are great places to find starter projects, be it fixing the button on your favourite cardigan, or to when that moment of disaster strikes, it's the morning of a wedding and the straps broke off your dress. I don't know about yous, but I have been there. So hopefully you'll be able to navigate that a bit more smoothly now. Thanks as always to Niamh Shields for producing, to Therese Farron for editing this episode, and until next week, have a good one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out irstoprotect.ie for more information.